Stay tuned for the news.
World News Today. Brought to you by the Admiral Corporation, makers of Admiral Radio, America's smart set. By shortwave broadcast, direct from important overseas stations, as well as leading news centers of our own country, CBS correspondents are waiting to bring you a complete report from the world's political and battlefronts. But first, here's Doug Edwards.
Leading the news today is the announcement that General Eisenhower has arrived in Britain to take over command of all forces for the invasion. And in French Morocco, Prime Minister Churchill, completely recovered, has conferred with French General de Gaulle. On the war fronts, American troops in Italy have captured Mount Trocchio, the main barrier blocking their way to the fortress of Cassino. The Germans report a break in their lines by the new Russian offensive in the Leningrad area. And in the Pacific, the Allied ground push against the Japanese on New Britain and on New Guinea continues at a slow pace. And now for the news of the fighting in Italy, Admiral Radio takes you overseas to Algiers, Winston Burdett reporting.
The Americans in Italy have captured the last hill barrier between them and the Rapido River. Mont Trocchio, 1,500 feet high, 2 miles this side of Cassino, fell to our troops at nightfall yesterday after a rough 12-hour fight. Here in Algiers, it was announced today that General de Gaulle met Winston Churchill last Wednesday at Marrakesh in Morocco, where the Prime Minister is now almost wholly recovered from his recent illness. The meeting of the two leaders was their first since last June. From all accounts, it was one of their most cordial. After lunch, they sat for 2 hours by the swimming pool in Mr. Churchill's garden, chatted, smoked the Prime Minister's cigars, reminisced, related incidents from the dramatic days of June 1940. Churchill related how he had pointed out the goal to Lord Halifax and said, "There is France's man of destiny." Conversation at Marrakesh was often personal, sometimes sentimental. The two statesmen also discussed difficult, unsentimental subjects. On the key issues involving France today, their meeting produced no definite agreements, no final understanding. It did produce, according to the French here, fairly good assurances by the Prime Minister regarding shipment of arms to French guerrilla fighters. Not quite so firm assurances regarding the possibility of some form of Allied military administration in France during the Allied invasion. A possibility which alarms and dismays Frenchmen here. It's understood that on all subjects, the Prime Minister spoke in a friendly way and said something should be done without definitely committing himself. Mixed with their disappointment that nothing positive was decided, Frenchmen here show satisfaction that Mr. Churchill so obviously feels the necessity of reaching a sounder, closer understanding with the French and the French Liberation Committee. That is the chief impression left here by the Marrakesh meeting. It is encouraging to Frenchmen, even though they realistically point out that in all matters affecting France's future, the final decision rests at least as much with Washington as it does with London. I return you now to New York.